A program in Massachusetts aims to provide training on trauma-informed care for early educators. It's called ReadyGo, or readying educators and developing young children for great outcomes. The first cohort of early educators enrolled in the program is in the midst of the second of two courses on creating trauma-informed learning environments and behavioral management skills. Joe Diamond is with the Massachusetts Association for Community Action, whose member agencies run Head Start school readiness programs for low-income families with children below school age, and which helped develop ReadyGo.
We've known for quite some time now that trauma is a factor in how children are able to grow and thrive in early education care settings. We've heard from early educators that there is a need for education and trauma-informed care.
Diamond says the goal for the project is not only to develop, test, and evaluate these courses, but to make them part of the early education and care system and offer them at community colleges statewide. Ranjini Paradise is with the Institute for Community Health, which does research and program evaluation. Her group conducted a focus group and found many educators who have completed the first course said that with the pandemic, it has given them new skills and tools, even those who have been teaching for more than 10 years.
I think this is really timely because educators were really saying with the pandemic, there are all these new challenges and new traumas that families are going through that are popping up, and then making sure you're recognizing how to care for yourself as a teacher in the way that makes you then the best prepared to care for the children in the classroom.
Paradise says the course also is giving educators the opportunity to reflect on ways their bias and background can affect the children they're working with. The courses are currently being offered at Mount Wachusett Community College and at Quinsigamond Community College. MWCC President Jim Vanderhoeven echoes how vital these courses have become, with many early childhood care centers having been closed or at limited capacity for so many months. He hopes more colleges will start offering similar courses.
I think that this needs to be a very heavy emphasis point for all early childhood education programs. We would be willing to do whatever we can to help spread this around so that more of our early childhood educators are entering the field with these skills.
I'm Lee Bulkey reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.